You know what would be a cool feature for YouTube to have? And I thought about this a lot. You know, anybody's welcome to thumbs up or thumbs down, like or dislike the videos, right? But what if YouTube had a feature? Because you could turn that off. But what if there was a feature that if you disliked or thumbs down a video, you had to provide a comment as to why you were doing that? Now, that would do a few things. First of all, the haters who hate and dislike just for the fact of they hate you for no really good reason, some of that would probably go away. But for me, that wouldn't be the main reason, because I don't care if my videos get a ton of dislikes. For example, the Flame Tamer build, and that one surprised me, but it did get a lot of dislikes. And I'm figuring there are a few different categories of those dislikes, right? There are those dislikes who just simply don't like the humor, and, you know, you're more than welcome to change the channel. There are those dislikes from just the people who, like I said, the haters who hate because that's what they enjoy doing, for no good reason. There's that. But there's also probably a subset of those dislikes who are people who, like, tore perfectly good builds out of their drippers and followed along, and then, boom, it's a fake build. And then this is another funny one. This is part two of the Fireside Chat with Zen video. I got the first thumbs down on that video. I think it was 10 to 15 minutes after I published it. The problem is that it's a 1 hour long video. So Zen and I were actually talking about it. We were laughing about it. And he said, well, you know, I must have said something earlier on in that video that, you know, really deserved that thumbs down, like, hello. But the reason why I would like a feature like this is because, for me, it would help me to better understand your point of view. And I like to look at things from everybody's point of view, from everybody's angle. So, I mean, that would be really helpful for me, and maybe would open my eyes to issues and to problems and to design aspects of products that maybe I'm not seeing on my own. Oh well, just a thought.